Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News Thursday, February 1st, 2024. Stand up for your country. Boy, am I glad January's in the books. Here in the Northeast, that is the worst month, January. You know, after Christmas, and then we got 31 days, and the weather is terrible, and really not much going on. Oh, I'm so glad it's over. And we got, you know, February's no bargain here, but goes quicker, and then March, we start to moderate a little bit. All right. I know you're appreciative of the weather forecast, right? All right. So we're still waiting for the big border bill. And I was on Cuomo last night on News Nation. And he's, you know, doing what most of these pundits are doing, railing about the border bill and how the Republicans aren't supporting it because of political reasons, that kind of thing. I mean, nobody knows what's in the bill. There have been some leaks, but there's no context. So I told him, look, why don't you calm down and wait till the bill comes out? Isn't that reasonable? We also don't know how the United States is going to punish Iran. Apparently, President Biden knows, but nobody else knows. But we're waiting now for that. Now, that's not a bad thing to keep the mullahs a little nervous over there. And again, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm not going to harpoon him unless it's ridiculous. And same thing with the border bill. I'll take a look at the border bill. I'll tell you if I were in Congress, would I vote for it and why not? Isn't that fair? Okay. Talking Points memo is cyberspace and children at risk in America. This is a huge story. Let's walk through it very methodically, unemotionally. So yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee, that's chaired by Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. Remember, the Democrats control the Senate. So they hauled in five CEOs of big tech companies. Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, Linda Yaccarino, X, Shochu, TikTok, Evan Spiegel, Snap, Chat, Jason Citron, Discord, Inc. All right, so they all had to come in and answer questions from the senators. Come back to me. Now, Zuckerberg, obviously, to start the show, because he's a young billionaire, and everybody knows him. And you got to know one thing about Mark Zuckerberg. Just because you're a genius, and he is, in technology, doesn't mean you know anything else. So Zuckerberg intruded into the 2020 election, presidential election, We still don't know the extent of his $200 million infusion of money into a few counties. We don't know how that all came down. We should know. But Democrats, they're not going to do it. And I don't even think Trump, if he's reelected, is going to do it. He should. And I'm going to push him to do it. I want to know where that money went and how it affected the vote. Don't you? Okay, so Zuckerberg, he's got more money than any human being on the planet, really, because it's a cycle. It keeps turning over and turning over and turning over. But Zuckerberg doesn't, in my opinion, I don't know him, he can't think outside the tech box. So he invents all this stuff, but he doesn't know what the consequences are going to be. One name, Victor Frankenstein. We were warned about this by Mary Shelley, the author. Okay? So Zuckerberg creates Frankenstein's monster and has no idea how that monster is going to affect the world. Doesn't know. Doesn't particularly care. He's had plenty of time to put up barriers to crime and depravity on Facebook. Really hadn't done it because he didn't think that way. You know, he's looking at the tech, the hardware, the software, whatever it may be. They're all like that. I'm generalizing and that's unfair. But they're not real micro people. Okay, they're going, well, if I do this and we have Snapchat or TikTok, how's that going to affect a 12-year-old? No, it doesn't happen. So everybody knows the problems. These social devices are addictive. They're addictive. I mean, we're to the point now where you can go to the movies with your kids, and those kids will grab that phone if they're not engaged in them, boom. Same thing in the sports. We're watching a game, there's a phone. Dinner, phone. If you allow it, I don't allow it, but I'm a mean guy. Okay, but it's a phone, it's a phone, it's a phone, it's a phone. First thing on their mind, primary source of their recreation. Out shooting baskets, oh, come on. No, phone. So it's addictive. The kids are addictive, but so are the parents. Parents are addicted too. And there are a lot of derelict parents in this country, more than you would think. The good parents are monitoring what their kids are doing, but you can't do that 24/7. And you say, okay, well, we'll ban the kid can't have the cell phone. Well, then you ostracize the kid in the school because everybody else, all the other kids have cell phones. They want to text, they want to get control, whatever. You pull the cell phone and your kid is isolated. Know how difficult that is? So the problem is enormous. Enter the criminal element. All right? So there is so much evil in this world, and all of it is on display in social media. Every kind of evil you can think of. It is horrifying how easy it is for the children to access the evil. What are we talking about? Pornography, we're talking about bullying, we're talking about drugs. You can order any narcotic you want. Send it right to your house or wherever. You get engaged and you're a child, you're talking to an adult, the adult is trying to do whatever. You know what I'm talking about here. All right? And there's no regulation at all. You can't sue Facebook or TikTok. There's laws against it because they're considered a third carrier, not the creator of the evil. They're the facilitator of the evil. These laws got to be changed across the board. So that's why the Judiciary Committee in the Senate met and hauled these five in. Okay. Zuckerberg got it the worst. Roll tape one.
The first point is you want kids to use the platform more. In fact, you have an obligation to. But if you're not willing to acknowledge that's a dangerous place for children, the internet is a dangerous place for children, not just your platform, isn't it? Isn't the internet a dangerous place for children?
I think it can be.
That was Zuckerberg. I think it can be. All right, that was a Democrat, John Ossoff from Georgia. Now, Ossoff was light on Zuckerberg. Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, was not. Go.
I know you don't mean it to be so, but you have blood on your hands. You have a product. You have a product that's killing people. When we had cigarettes killing people, we did some about it, maybe not enough.
How's it killing people? Suicides, all right? Youth suicides. And then finally, Zuckerberg himself was asked, do you want to apologize to the families who are in the hearing? Roll it.
I'm sorry for everything that you've asked. Families have suffered, and this is why we invested so much and are going to continue doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
All right, some data for you. So studies show that 90% of American teenagers 13 to 17 have access to social media. 90%. Okay? Half of U.S. teenagers say they are online almost constantly. They are addicted. They are addicted to the devices. That's according to Pew Research. Okay? 50% of teenagers report a symptom of clinical dependency on the social devices. That is, if you take the device away, they suffer emotionally and mentally. They're dependent. Average teenage use, 8 hours, 39 minutes a day. 8 hours, 39 minutes, according to a study by Common Sense Media. YouTube is most commonly used. 95% of teenagers who have devices use YouTube. 67% TikTok, 62% Instagram, 59% Snapchat, 23% Twitter. This is Pew Research Center again. So you can see how pervasive this is. Now, I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. Once again, you don't have to be a member. You just go there every morning. There is a new message for you. In that message, I said, here's what the federal government can and should do. Number one. Laws have to be passed by the federal government that say all school districts, every school district in the country, cannot allow cell phones in the classroom. And if you do, you get no federal money. So if the state or the county says, blank you, federal government, no money. If you are doing computer work and the school owns the computers, that's fine. Personal cell phones cannot be in the classroom. If the kid takes the cell phone in, the teacher takes it away, gives it to the principal, and the principal keeps it until the parent comes down and picks it up. Number one, they are doing a measure of this in Great Britain. That has got to be number one. No cell phones in the classroom. Keep them in your locker. Number two, a new federal agency, I know you're going to scream, but it has to happen. A new federal agency has to be devoted to hunting down the criminals on the internet. Cyber this, name it, whatever you want to name it. And that agency has the power to fine the perpetrators of the evil. Okay, they can be arrested, but the fines got to be really high. So you can put them in jail for child porn, drug dealing, all that. You can't. But if there's somebody in there who is bullying and you know, and you can prove that they are targeting people, you can fine them $10,000. Where do you see how the bullying stops? All right. It's complicated, but the government must get involved. And don't write me and say, well, the parents, I'm telling you, millions of American parents, not just American, all over the world, don't care about their children. And you can't make them care unless they abuse the kid or neglect the kid. And even then, it's almost impossible to punish those derelict parents. All right, big, big, big problem. Gonna get worse because AI is descending. And that'll be a whole new horror for children as they see evil right before their eyes, designed not by humans, but by people who look human. AI. Coming. Better get a handle on us. That's the memo.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, Joe Biden. He attended a national prayer breakfast. That's fine. 8 a.m. That was early for Joe. And he goes to Detroit for raising money, and that's what he always does. Then he flies back to Delaware because tomorrow he'll be at Dover Air Force Base when the three U.S. soldiers killed in Jordan are returned home. Well, that's where he should be. He's the commander-in-chief. And again, we're waiting. And when something breaks, like military action against Iran or anything like that, I will immediately go to BillO'Reilly.com and provide you with analysis. So this is a No Spin News broadcast that's taped, but breaking news on Iran and on the border bill. That happens Saturday, whatever, bang. Just go to BillO'Reilly.com and I'll have initial analysis on it. Polls. Morning consult. 7 swing states. Let's run them down. North Carolina, Trump 49, Biden 39. Nevada, Trump 48, Biden 40. Georgia, Trump 49, Biden 41. Wisconsin, Trump 49, Biden 44. Michigan, Trump 47, Biden 42. Pennsylvania, Trump 48, Biden 45. Arizona, Trump 47, Biden 44. Pennsylvania and Arizona are dead heats because of the margin of error. So the Trump people got to be happy with that. I don't understand Arizona. Maybe you guys who watch us in Arizona can explain to me, why would anybody in Arizona support Joe Biden? Why? Your whole state is overrun by migrants. Crime in Arizona. You guys know. Why? Arizona is not a state like California or New York where there's a massive income level. You guys are paying 17% more for the essentials of life in Arizona, like everybody is. But it's a working class state. What is this 44% of Arizonans supporting Biden? If you can explain it, I'll read your letter. Another poll, Quinnipiac. Now, this is not a good poll, and I'll prove it to you. All right, but we got to report it. 1,852 adults. Now, it should be likely voters. Adults mean nothing. These pollsters should go likely voters, okay? Because remember, a lot of people don't vote. They don't know what they're doing. Republican 27, Democrat 30, Independent 30. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? Biden 50, Trump 44. Wow. Now, this is an outlier because all the other polls have Trump ahead. So Biden is ahead by 6 points in Quinnipiac. Men, Biden 42, Trump 53. Women, Biden 58, Trump 36. Now, still, the woman vote, that's accurate. That's why it has to be a woman vice president. Now, Quinnipiac. So in 2020, the last presidential election, Biden versus Trump, in September, they had Biden up by 10 over Trump, 52-42. In October, they had Biden 51, Trump 41. Okay, so obviously the election was much closer than that. It came down to, what, 20,000 votes in swing states? So Quinnipiac, it's a bad poll. It has always been a bad poll. But if you turn on your TV news, they're running with the Quinnipiac poll. I'm not going to say the number is bad. I'm going to say it's a bad poll. Historically, it has been. I can prove it. But this number, I don't believe it, but it could be true. Okay, the issues. I don't like that word, issues. Problems is a much better word. But there is a place for issues in a political campaign. So what are you going to do on certain items? So DeRoy Murdoch, do you know him? He's pretty good. I followed DeRoy for years. Pretty good. He writes for the Washington Examiner. And he put together an issue paper studying the performance of Biden v. Trump. Here's what DeRoy Murdoch's putting out there. In his first 3 years in office, Biden has spent federal money 94% faster than Trump's first 3 years. It's almost a double. 12-month consumer price growth, 48% higher than in January 2020 when Biden took over. So you'll hear the Biden people go, oh, no, inflation coming down, Bob. It's 48% higher. Milk up 23%, bread up 35%, sirloin steak up 39%, eggs up 71%. At the border, apprehensions of foreign nationals under Biden up 200% in his first 3 years. Terror watch list, last year under Trump, 11. First 3 years under Biden, 312, up 2,736%. Okay, there are facts right there. So when you write me and go, well, how can I convince my mother-in-law or my sister? And if you are a concierge or premium member, you get a transcript of a program free. It's run down. But when you run it down, the person supporting Biden go, oh, it's not true. People believe what they want to believe, right? Now, I want to be fair to Biden, even though I think he's the second worst president in the country's history. It's not worthy for me to not give him a fair shake. So one of the things that Joe Biden is touting is how he's bringing down the price of prescription drugs. Go.
You know, we're here at a pharmacy today at the National Institute of Health to talk about my administration's work to crack down on price gouging, to lower prescription drug costs, to put money back in the pockets of hardworking families, and reduce government spending on prescription drugs at the same time.
Okay, but in 3 years, he hasn't done anything. He has a plan. Biden has a plan. But it doesn't take effect till 2026, 2 years from now. But it's not into law. Okay, there's a plan. Now, starting this month, there is a federal mandate on prescription drugs that you cannot raise the price if you're a pharmaceutical company faster than the rate of inflation. So that is a mandate from the federal government. Then pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies have to obey it. Okay, that's good. But otherwise, it's all over the place. All right, there's no congressional legislation to get these drug prices. Now, what there should be is tax write-offs for this, for seniors and things like that. That you're paying over a certain amount for prescription drugs, you take it off your taxes, like a credit, like the child care credit. That's the easiest way to do this. Nikki Haley. Boy, I can't tell you how many letters I've gotten from people who say, oh, no, Texas is within its rights to defy the Supreme Court's ruling about the razor wire. Okay, just to briefly, Supreme Court rule, very narrow ruling, 5-4, that if the federal authorities see razor wire on federal land, they can take the razor wire down. And if the state of Texas tries to prevent that, they can be arrested. And it means the governor, the Supreme Court. Final word. Okay. A lot of people don't like that ruling. I don't like the ruling. But I understand that when the Supreme Court rules, that's it. No wiggle room. So Nikki Haley was on a radio program and was asked about it. Go.
Let's talk about what's reality. Mm-hmm. Texas isn't going to secede. I mean, that's not something that they're going to do.
So why did you say you believe in that in 2010?
What was the context of it?
You said, I think you said you believe that states have the right to secede. That's what you said.
Do you believe that the states of the United States have the right to secede from the Union?
I think that they do. I mean, the Constitution says that.
Constitution does not say that. Okay? So this is something that Nikki Haley is going to have to figure out. So in 1869, 5 years after the Civil War, Supreme Court ruled Texas versus White in a 5-3 decision that Texas, same state, did have the right to bring a suit against the federal government, but could not bail out. Okay? The case affirmed that states, all states, do not have the right to unilaterally secede from the United States. The Supreme Court ruled the United States is a, quote, indestructible union from which no state can secede. You all have that? Raise your hand if you don't have it. That ruling stands. And if there was another challenge by any state, I guarantee you would be 9-0. We cannot, because then you'd have absolute anarchy and chaos. You have 50 different countries. Smart Life. This is attached to Nikki Haley, who really shouldn't bone up. Most Americans, I put the number at 85%, don't know how the government runs. It's not their fault. They're not taught this in any schooling whatsoever. The federal government, state government, and local government are three separate entities. Okay? The federal government, they have the power. The law made by Congress overcomes anything made by the states or the locals. That's number one. Number two, the final say in everything is the Supreme Court, the 9 justices. Now, that's why the far left wants to pack the court, because they want to destroy every part of America, the far left. And if they get 15 or 16 people on there, you know, 10 of whom are far left loons, which you would under Biden, absolutely would. They can blow the whole country up. Most Americans don't understand. They don't know what the executive branch is. That's the presidency. They don't know what the legislative branch is. That's Congress, the lawmakers. They don't know what the judicial branch is. That's the federal court system and the Supreme Court that makes sure that what Congress does is constitutional, because Congress passes laws all the time that aren't constitutional for a variety of reasons. So I get these letters, and they're from smart people. And they don't understand what the stair step is from our founding fathers. And that's one of the reasons I wrote, okay, my new book on the presidents, which will be out in September, because we take you through all of this. Okay, so confronting the presidents, no spin assessments from Washington to Biden. But I start in killing the witches, because that laid the groundwork for what the Supreme Court's powers would be. That's what it all came out of the colonial times. This is complicated. I understand most people don't care. They're living in America, as James Brown once sang, you know, living in America. Okay, we have freedom. How we got it, what it really means, how we exercise it, I don't care. And the bad guys take advantage of that. I mean, San Francisco, as we said yesterday, totally destroyed. And New York City on the way. On the way. Public disorder is wiping out quality of life in San Francisco and New York City and other cities too. Baltimore, Chicago, certain sections. Public disorder on the rise because the far left loons won't enforce the law. Boomerang back to Joe Biden and the border. This man will not enforce the law. So the governor of Texas says, hey, I have to protect my people. And theory, he's correct. But if you want to change the system, then you have to file lawsuits, and they wend their way up to the Supreme Court. Notice the court didn't say Texas couldn't put the razor wire back. It can. Supreme Court didn't say, hey, if you guys put the razor wire back, we're going to put you in federal penitentiary. No. All it said was federal government, Border Patrol wants to remove the razor wire. It does, and you can't stop them. But after they remove it, you can put it right back, but remove it again. Merry-go-round. Okay. So, I mean, I've devoted my whole life to this. And which is one of the reasons you're watching and listening to me right now, because I can explain it to you with no spin. But when you see Confronting the Presidents, this book, we take you all the way through it. And you will learn so much from this book. All right, fundraising. So Trump right now, it's about $33 million in cash on hand. He raised $19 million in the fourth quarter. If you combine his political action committees, he's got about $70 million. But he has spent $55 million on legal expenses, Donald Trump. $55 million. Wow. And it's gutting because he's using the PAC money, and he can, it's legal, to pay the legal expenses. Nikki Haley, $17 million the last quarter she raised. she's got a lot of money. Nikki Haley, she can stay until the end if she wants. RFK Jr. now is in the red. So he raised $5.4 million last quarter, but he spent more than that, $7.7 million. So he's running out of money. On Monday, we're going to have former Senator Joseph Lieberman talk about the third party run. But again, you got to have an enormous amount of money to launch a legitimate challenge. RFK doesn't have it, and he'll never have it. And it may not be fair, but it's the truth. Florida book ban update, as we reported, John Grisham, Stephen King, Bill O'Reilly, and Frank. All of our books were removed from the Escambia County Public School Library. Why books removed? Nobody knows. They won't tell us. Why? So you remember that Florida banned books that are inappropriate for school kids? These certainly are not. Killing Jesus? Kids need all the Jesus they can get. Killing Reagan? Stop. So we, you know, what are you going to put him back? What's going on? Nothing. And the reason they get away with it, this is Pensacola, by the way, excuse me, is because Governor DeSantis doesn't give a hoot. Now, I can tell you honestly that my respect for the governor, based on this, boom. The law that he signed is a good law. You can't have inappropriate material telling kids they can trans or that kind of stuff. Can't have it. But now the law is being abused by morons, and DeSantis doesn't care. No. This day in history, February 1st, 1996, the Federal Communications Decency Act is signed, is passed by Congress, and then signed by President Clinton. 1996. What is the Communications Decency Act? Well, it criminalized obscene or indecent material made access to persons under the age of 18, just like now. The same thing now. But of course, back then in 96, we didn't have all this stuff. So a year later, the ACLU got it all thrown out. ACLU threw it all out. Court said, nope. You can't limit, you can't have the Communications Decency Act. It's a violation of First Amendment freedom of speech. Boom. In the year that it was in play, guess how many people were prosecuted by the federal government for violation of the decency, for violations of the Decency Act? Guess how many? Nada. Zero. Nobody. What a waste of unbelievable time, effort, and money. And that happened 28 years ago today. Okay, we got mail. We always have mail. And then, you ever get overwhelmed? Does life ever overwhelm you? I'm going to talk about that in the final thought. We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the mail. We got John Sato, Hicksville, New York, hometown of Billy Joel. O'Reilly, you say Governor Abbott doesn't comply. He could be jailed. DACO for Governor Newsom and all the others who have set up sanctuary states and cities. If there was a Supreme Court ruling about the sanctuary cities and states, yes, but there hasn't been. There's no lawsuits that have reached the court. The Supreme Court just doesn't issue. They have to hear a case. So you get to file the suit and they have to take it. Paul Butko, Sarasota, Florida. I believe even if Mayorkas were to be impeached, the budget, the border would remain open. Yeah, probably. I mean, Biden's not going to do anything. He'll tell you he is, but not going to do anything to the border. I mean, I think you're right. Andrew, concierge, remember, Andrew gets direct access to me. Bill, thank you for the update on public disorder across the country. In New York City, where is the public outrage over what is happening to police officers? Not visible. Not visible. No public outrage, no demonstrations. Local TV media, they do 8 minutes on weather. They don't really care. New York Post is outraged. Now that in this area, that's really the only media vehicle that covers this kind of stuff. But I haven't seen any public outrage. Tony Christler, Kirkland, Washington. A dear friend of mine is going to vote for Joe Biden because of the abortion issue. She's otherwise conservative and Catholic. It's her choice. If she wants to do that, she's an American, she can do it. I don't get involved with people's voting choices. I will say to them, you vote for Biden again, you're going to suffer and your family. Man is in the beginning stages of dementia. But and 4 years ago, I told my liberal friends they were going to suffer, and they are suffering. But people are people. They do what they want. Mark, people in New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon get what they vote for. It's difficult to feel sorry for them. You know, that's my instinct, too. You know, do I feel sorry for people in San Francisco? No. But it's wrong. I should, because there are innocent people, particularly kids, getting caught up in all that. But I know what you're talking about. Charles Hartman, Conroe, Texas. Bill, just want to drop you a line thanking you for the no-spin news. I'm a concierge member. Listen every day. Keep up the good work. Godspeed. You know, we're here for you. That's why I want you to check out concierge membership. You got a problem, you want more information about something, boom, write to me. Within 24 hours, we'll get back to you. Private, 100%. But we're here to improve your life. Okay, BillO'Reilly.com store. I love my Team Normal mug. Okay, on the bottom, so Made in America. Okay, isn't this? And then when I use it and people see it, they go, Team Normal, and then I can explain it to them. Okay, got Team Normal. We got all kinds of stuff there. But we want you to pre-order Confronting the Presidents. Don't have to pay until we ship. You're just getting online, so you get it first. Okay? And I guarantee this book will teach you more than any other book you have ever read in your entire life. How's that for a boast? But it's true. Word of the day, do not be autocratic. AUTOCRATIC. Don't be autocratic. Back with being overwhelmed in a moment. Okay, this morning at the O'Reilly Hacienda was chaos. All right? So the terror dog is on the mend. I told you she had brain surgery. Going to remove a tumor. And to recover from that, she's on medication. All right. And I feel so sorry for the dog. I mean, it's a really nice dog. So something about the medication didn't sit too well with the terror dog, and she's up at 6:30, and, it was not good. In addition, I got to do all the other stuff. In the morning, WABC, Sid Rosenberg, I got to set up the show, I got calls coming in, texts coming in, emails coming in, and I got the terror dog there, and I got to get the terror dog out, I got to get a stay. I mean, it was overwhelming. The tendency is to lash out when you're being overwhelmed. I do it, but it makes it worse. And sometimes you lash out at innocent people. You're frustrated and you lash out. So what I did and what I do now almost all the time that overwhelming stuff comes in is I take a time out, like a little eight-year-old. 5 minutes, which I could do because I got the terror dog in a place where she was, you know, okay. I mean, she's sitting right in front of me. 5 minutes, I just sat there and I said, okay, I'm going to bring it all this down. I got my pad, my pen, always have it. And I started to write out solutions to whatever was here. At the end of 5 minutes, things were back under control in my mind. So everybody is overwhelmed at one time or another. Everybody. Sometimes you have to lash out to protect yourself. But most of the time, if you step back and do a 5 minute, 4 minute, whatever it may be, and just think about how to solve all this, you'll be 100% better. All right? Final thought. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column on Sunday. I don't even know what I'm going to write about yet because I'm keeping my eye on this Iran border bill stuff. And we want you to have a great weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.